This is Ewan, and I'm commenting on pages 171 to 174 of Oscar Wow. I picked this passage for two reasons. A, it is ridiculously funny, and B, it offers great insight into ideas of masculinity, specifically Dominican ideals of masculinity and manliness. Chino Diaz said in his interview with the LAist that he was interested in how New World masculinity plays itself out in a local area like the Dominican Republic, but here we see how ideas of Dominican masculinity propagated by its central figure in the past century, dictator Rafael Trujillo, in turn get carried over into the diaspora, which in a way is the new world so far away from the home country. The passage is narrated by Junior, who on the outset portrays himself as a typical macho male character in the book, or a state school player, as he aptly calls himself. This passage is set in Rutgers, when Junior and Oscar first become roommates, and sets up a comparison between the two boys. Junior sees himself as the embodiment of masculinity. He is a weightlifter, he has, quote, my job and the gym and my boys and my novia, and of course I had my slutties, unquote. Oscar, we note, has none of these things, and yet this ideal is still what he aspires to. Oscar is crazy about girls and has had at least 24 high-level crushes in one semester alone, but because he never actually gets them, in that college dorm environment he's pegged as gay-hey-hey, the antithesis to heterosexual masculinity. Indeed, in this definition of masculinity, intellectualism and bookishness has no place. Notice that even though Junior himself is a writer, this is not something he includes under his list of masculine strengths. Diaz sees the intellectual life as being amazingly lonely, and that's obvious in this passage when Oscar puts up the sign that says "Speak, friend, and enter" in Elvish, and his geekiness leads him to be labeled as gay, although Junior himself is able to decipher the language. He refuses to admit this knowledge, telling the reader not to ask him about it. Junior also secretly likes Akira, the manga cartoon that Oscar watches repeatedly, and yet by publicly distancing himself from these geek hobbies, he preserves his macho player image. The ultimate trophy of masculinity here, though, is the ability to get girls. In the passage, this idea is tied specifically to Dominican masculinity. No Dominican male has ever died a virgin. It seems like the perfect Dominican man would be sexually virile and promiscuous, as seen through Junior's lifestyle and more sinisterly through Trujillo's. Diaz described Trujillo as a culocrat and his reign as a culocracy, abiding by the idea that what defines a Dominican man is the number of his female conquests. The higher this number is, the more powerful power he wields in society, and the more superior his social standing. In the diaspora, Oscar tries to live up to his Dominican heritage in this respect, and is an outcast because he fails, whereas Junior is constantly in the social loop because he succeeds. Diaz nevertheless does not let his characters be pigeonholed, even within their self-defined illusions of masculinity. The passage ends with Oscar worrying that he will die a virgin, something that Junior has never had to worry about. But by the end of the novel, Oscar has worked hard at trying to establish a relationship with Yvonne, however misguided he might have been. His perseverance pays off and he does not die a virgin, and even though his death was violent, we get the impression that he was prepared for it and was happy to die for his personal cause. Conversely, Junior never puts an effort into any of his relationship and he finally loses even Lola, and is left without a single solid connection in his life. The equation of masculinity with promiscuity falls because Oscar winds up living a more noble life than either Junior or Trujillo. We find out that Dominican ideals of masculinity are precisely merely illusions. Oscar is redeemed because he always makes a genuine effort, even if that means embarrassing himself on the public bus, and literally sticks his neck out and goes all the way in his final try. Despite his best efforts to be a true Dominican man, he fails because he is at the core too earnest and kind to succumb to the depravity that it would entail. Junior mocks Oscar's stumbles, but he himself is locked into these masculine stereotypes, and even his secret admiration for Oscar has to be read between the lines. This is not something he ever acknowledges. For all his early macho promise, Junior ends up in a secondary role as a narrator of Oscar's more noteworthy life. I would very much like to discuss the idea of the diaspora further in class, especially the link between a drifting lost identity to the geographical dislocation from the home country. For example, Oscar finds his purpose when he goes back to the Dominican Republic, whereas Junior, who never returns, doesn't reach that epiphany. Why does Junior narrate the story? Is the home country pilgrimage something that the author advocates? What does it mean that going home also means going to your death? What are the ways in which a displaced community recreates the home culture in another place, and which aspects of the home culture do they recreate? In the novel, we are given many instances of the long arm of Trujillo extending all the way to the US. In what ways is the Dominican diaspora still living under the fear of Trujillo? And finally, I would also like to talk about the role of science fiction and fantasy. There are a lot of allusions in this passage that I didn't get around to addressing, and how they could represent the theme of escapism. Thank you.